Ladies and gentlemen, making his first Sydney appearance, maybe his second Sydney appearance. We don't know what he does in his spare time. Bring the band on, Nami Hammy Boys. Father Vivian Oblivion, resplendent in his frock, was whipping up the batter for the pancakes of his flock. He was looking rather bleary. He forgot to watch the clock because the night before, behind the door, a leprechaun had stroked his smock. And that set him off in such a frenzy. He sang lock around the crock. And it topped it off with a woo-woo-woo. It topped it off with a woo-woo. It topped it off with a woo-woo. As he stumbled on his cock, oh Lord, he was delighted when it stiffened and it ripped right through his sock. Oh, St. Alfonso would be proud of me, he shouted down the block. And as soon as he did that, a crowd of people gathered around. All the faithful came right up to him. They wanted to look at the pink thing sticking out from the bottom of his tasteful, discreet, black nylon, man-of-the-cloth type stocking. And there it was, and here it was, and he went, hey, hey. And they all went, oh. And he calmed them with a gesture that he learned at an extension course in divinity school. He gave them one of these. And then he went, gave him a few Dominus Vobiscums, they shut right up, sat right there, very still. And then he looked them all in the eye, every last one of them. He gazed at every one of them, and he looked them all in the eye. And he turned to them, each and every one, each in his own words, each in his own way. And he turned to them and he said,